This reflection is based on a reading for Friday, November 17th, and is from the Book of Wisdom, 13, verses 1 through 9. It all points to the beginning. Recently, I was observing the colors of the autumn trees and bushes as I was beginning to clear the late rush of weeds that had overtaken my vegetable garden during the late summer. A renewed realization came over me regarding the incredible perfection of timing that all of nature becomes a part of. Each plant type, each bird type, the various animals, and the cloud types and the breeze all sang a song in perfect harmony. Yes, observing creation's beauty in all its forms can fill the soul with joy. However, I know we need to look more deeply into this creation. There is a story being told in all of this, and it goes back to the beginning. The Creator of all is forever and forever love. I know there are many people who first realize God's reality through Bible school, an evangelist or priest explaining the basics of God's love for us. My parents taught me much as well, but when I was young, there was a book that really got me thinking about the reality of God and eternal life. It was a book on the cosmos, a science book that explored all kinds of truths regarding the created universe, deep space, and the naked singularity. Being a young person at the time that loved studying meteorology and astronomy and other earth scientists, I was so intrigued by these things and how they all line up together to form a perfect union that I realized that as awesome all creation is, including people, it is only a sign pointing back to the beginning. It all points to the one who started it all, the one deserving all praise and glory, and his Son, through whom all this was made, who is also God. The Holy Spirit taught me much, especially regarding how the weather works, and again showed me that there is no part that is not important, and that includes you and even me. Have a beautiful week with Jesus. Joe Ripas.